Welcome to your typical Shona protagonist. He's Kai. I'm Kels, and welcome to the spookiest month of 2020. It's all downhill from here. First off, Kai, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man, and I'm gonna let you handle the intros because you get my name right, opposed to me, who always calls myself something different. So, way to hang in there with the correct information.
This episode, we're talking about the raunchiest spooky show I have seen, which is High School of the Dead. Now, you had turned me on to this.
Yes, man. Because I live in those degenerate streets where I happen to somehow, whether my volition or someone else's, I've always come across like fan servicey anime. Like, I'll just be living my life and someone's like, hey, man, you watch Trinity 7? You seen High School DxD? What you know about like anything that you can't show in public? And I'm like, a lot. But I
you're a man of culture.
Yes, I'm a man of culture. And I feel like this anime, High School of the Dead, is kind of like the pinnacle. Because like this redefined jiggle physics. Like, I can't tell you I mean, it really did. Like, there was, you know what I'm talking about, in that episode where the bullet like went straight and like science didn't matter anymore. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. So I want to say, first off, everyone is deaf from the amount of gunfire done point blank by everybody's head. Nobody can hear a damn thing ever. And also, that's not how things work, but it's super fun. And I think that it does well in both of its goals, right? To be super fan servicey while also being on like broadcast television and having like an interesting, fun story.
Yes. And it has, to me, it has that like aspect of like horror as well. Cause I know on our Conjure Breaker podcast, we talked about Billy and Mandy, which was just like kind of comedic, like spooky stuff. But I feel like this one actually has a legitimate grasp of horror. Because the zombies in this are just terrifying.
Yeah, man. Like, there's no playing. It's us versus them in a very real way.
Yes, and like, let me tell you, the sounds that the zombies make. Like, have you ever seen 30 Days of Night?
I might have, I don't recall.
It's one of like the four horror films I have ever watched in my life. And we were in high school, and it was at like an etude or whatever it was called, like party. It was at this girl's house, who was Captain of Color Guard. I'm not gonna mention her name, but you know who she is. And they were like, "Yo, let's watch 30 Days of Night." I'm like, "I don't know what this is." Like, and it's a vampire like horror about these vampires in Alaska. Like, all of Alaska is like,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah, and they made this weird sound where they're like, where like will bite their like teeth and like just, I can't even recreate it. But I'm like, did they find the same sound guy to do these zombies in High School of the Dead? That's exactly what it sounds like, man. It gives me mad throwbacks to that because the zombies' noises are just so like, what is happening?
And they're pretty much your standard zombies, you know? They're not, like, super strong. They're not super fast. They're just, like, they were once a person and now they're not. But the scary part comes when they are in, like, a mob of people, as humans usually are. So when they spit a number like 130 million, it's like, oh, shit. How are we going to deal with this with our, you know, our Takashi's group? How are they going to make it out when everywhere they go is just more people who are no longer people?
Yeah, and that's what the story of High School of the Dead is. We get to see the beginning of it, like, transpire. Like, it's just like a normal day. And then we see how fast, like, a pandemic can spread. Because this zombie transfer is, like, the pandemic kind, not the, like, uprising kind, to where it's, like, a virus. And it kind of spreads. Well, not kind of. It does spread. Like, you get bitten and you transform. And, yeah. And it takes place at a high school. And it involves high schoolers. We've got our main group, which is the Takashi group, because the leader of the group is Takashi, who is, I want to say he's 17. Yeah, he's 17. And he is kind of like that person who just doesn't really know what to do in life. Like, just kind of like watching things pass by. He's always kind of just a go-with-the-flow type dude. And he's in love with this girl who is another one of our characters, Ray, who's in love with his other dude, of course. And she basically treats Takashi like crap, in my opinion. I don't know if you saw something different than that. But, like,
I don't know. So I think that their relationship is interesting, sort of, right? So apparently, as we learn through the story, like, they were together, but she dumped Takashi because maybe he wasn't all there as, like, a companion, you know? He's super boring. He's, you know, very closed off. But he, you know, he's got convictions, right? Yeah. So in the regular world where things aren't going to shit, he's not particularly interesting or, you know, and that might be a problem. And so they broke up and then she got with his best friend. However, we close the first episode with Ray and Takashi having to deal with the boyfriend and best friend being dead, right? Like, oh my God, I've been bitten. Help me over the rail. I die before I get there, and now I'm a zombie.
Yes. And
I would say that I don't want her to be like, you know what? I was wrong. Because I don't think she was wrong. She made the decisions she made for one reason or another. But I don't want that to just, like, be erased. That feels like a cop-out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe that's what this anime is. Like, it's not so overt that, you know, I'm falling head over heels for you. But I don't want that to be, like, taken away. That yeah. The decisions that were made impact where we are.
Yeah, and I will say what you kind of, like, this will surprise you or sneak up on you if you don't really pay attention to it. You see every character go through growth in these 12 episodes. Like, you see Takashi, you see him find, like, a purpose. His purpose in protecting everyone. And, like, there's also an episode with him and another character that we're going to get to where he's like, my life was nothing before this zombie attack. He's like, I'm kind of lit that we're killing zombies because at least it's better than just being in school. And I'm like, you know, I'm glad my life was never like that in high school. I'm glad I was like, I'd rather be in apocalypse right now. And Ray, kind of, you know, she learns to open up about what happened to her and why. She had to repeat a grade and just kind of things like that, which, you know, hers wasn't as triumphant as some other people's, but that's okay. And then you have another character that I want to get into, which is Sayako, who is the purple-haired chick, as most people know her as. Also, the one who very interestingly dodged a bullet, metaphorically and literally?
Very literally. Yeah.
If you want to know what we're talking about, I'm sure you can just type in High School of the Dead in YouTube, and I'm pretty sure that'll be one of the first clips that come up. But let's just say
it's like episode 8.
Yes. Yeah, I think, yeah, it's like episode 8, where they're on the road, and she does some crazy acrobatics. And let's just say she's my favorite character for plot reasons, but she is my favorite character. And again, this probably is one of the reasons why I have so many failed relationships because these are, but she is an expert sword user, and she literally just takes a wooden katana and just kind of bludgeon the zombies. That's her weapon of choice. It's a wooden katana. And we'll get in everybody's weapon. And I love her character the most because she's like, she's just kind of like, yeah, this is life. I accept it. And I'm going to move on. But, you know, like, it is what it is. It doesn't have to be all, like, gravy. Like, there's going to be some hardships. And she also has, like, layers. We see that she feels... How do you even describe how she feels?
I would say that, like, she feels like she should feel bad. Like, society thinks that these feelings and these emotions are wrong, and because she has them, she is wrong. However, what does that mean for today, right? So, like, her whole thing is she's all about power and having control. And her story was, like, she was assaulted in an alleyway at night. And she was, you know, she had her kendo sword with her, and she was like, the moment I realized I had the upper hand, I played the victim, until which point I just murked this punk bitch's ass in the street, and I didn't stop swinging until it was blood everywhere. And that was some dude who made a bad call and got fucked. But yeah. Now she's like, I took such immense joy in, like, harming that man. And now that the world has gone to shit and there's just zombies everywhere, I have never been happier in my life. And how do I shake that? How do I, like, reconcile the pleasure I gain from the situation we are in to, like, the world's expectations? And her growth is like, we don't reconcile that. Life is nothing like it was. We're just going to do what the fuck we have to do. And that's how we handle this.
Yes. And, like, I feel like that was a real approach. Like, man, life's hard, but guess what? It's going to be hard. Keep it moving. And then we go to the other, I guess she's a pink haired character, Saya, yeah. And she is kind of like the IQ and, like, the brains behind the group. She's 16, so she's a year younger than the other people we talked about, but she is definitely, the most strategic. And she, along with, Haruno, escape the high school kind of through, at first is like sheer coincidence, until they get a nail gun, which brings me into my other character, Haruno, who is, I guess you could say, he's the gunner of the group.
Haruno is certainly that, you know, gun geek otaku style,
yeah,
that Japan apparently has.
Yeah. And well, let me just say, he is indeed a very fun character, because he gives you, like, a history lesson of every gun that he's going to shoot. And I had to look it up because of me being me. And his history lessons, much like Girls in Pants here, plug to our other podcast, is predominantly correct. So I'm like, okay, I guess Japan's like, hey, if we're going to name drop something, we also are going to give you, like, a history check, just so we can feel like we did our job.
Yeah, man. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, and, like, he's the example of, like, don't judge a book by its cover. So, you have, that's basically our first team. You have the gunner, which is Haruno. You have the brains, which is Sayaka. You have the other bronze, like, pure blunt force bronze, which is Sayako. Then you have Takashi is the leader, and then you have Rei, who is, she used a stick in the first part.
She was a spear user.
Yeah, she was a spear user.
And to wrap the team up, we have the doctor.
Yes, our medic. We have Miss Shizuka, who It's a very densely blonde character who's the school nurse who I just love her. Also because of plot. But
plot, yes.
She is so ditzy, and but she's also like no nonsense type character when it comes to like taking care of the students, because she's the bus driver to get away, and then she also has a student like die protecting her, which I thought was kind of cool in the first episode. Not that the character died, but like when it showed like that everybody wasn't just in it for themselves, like that one, you know who I'm talking about, the one kid that Sayako beat the head off of.
Yeah, that poor bastard.
Yeah, before he turned into a zombie. And I was like, man. And that was like the first episode. I was like, this show is going to be real. And I really liked how the show just started with the boots on the ground. So got our main team, Takashi Group, and they escape the school. Then they go, like, as they're escaping the school, they find this teacher whose name escapes me because he was a little bitch-ass boy, and I didn't even remember his name.
Talking about Shido?
Yeah. Rashida, was it?
Shido.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Shido. Basically, he's a cult leader. Like, I can't think of any other way to describe him.
Well, that's how they do describe him.
Like, it's like some real Jamestown mess. Like, that's the only...
Gosh. No, like, certainly he's a force of personality. And he is full of shit. And he gets his at the end. Spoiler alert. Which is hype. We find out why Rei hates him so much. And while she chooses not to murder him, he totally gets his. So it's hype.
Yes, like, and it's so great how he gets his too. And I love that whole scene where she has the choice to murder him, like in the the Sayaka estate, because Sayaka is her last name. But like with Takagi's parents and their whole estate, where it's like the safe haven of the zombies.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your overall opinion on this? Like, would you recommend it to someone? Would you watch it again? Was it just like, how'd you feel about it?
I would say it was a fun watch. I really enjoyed both the absurd amount of fan service and the fact that the plot was actually worth watching. The animation is pristine. The story just keeps getting stacked on top of itself. It keeps getting more crazy, but it makes sense to like how the progression of something like this would happen.
I agree.
I would say watch it in private.
Yeah. Definitely. And I gotta say that I feel like I really enjoy it. I know you always ask me if I had to give it a number. I would legitimately, for what this is, I would probably give it like an 8, to be honest. Which, like,
I could feel it.
Because it's like, I love those. I don't really like just the fact that it does zombies so well, and the fact that I actually care for the main group. Like, it just feel like you could have placed anybody in this group and they would have worked. Like, I feel like there's a dynamic to each character and there's a need that's met by each character. Yeah. And how could I forget Alice too? Little Alice is that part got me. So,
man, for real, when it came to the, all right, let's save this little girl, I was like, oh shit. Yeah, man.
Yes, when they realized they were still human, like, in this, because there's this little girl she couldn't be more than, like, 6 or 7. So her dad, is trying to find someone, yeah, she's seven. She's 7 years old. So her dad is trying to find a safe place for her, even if it's not just, even if it's just her. He's like, someone, please take my daughter, keep her safe. So he's going house to house when the zombies are there, trying to find anybody who will take care of his daughter and at least get her safe. He's less worried about himself and more so worried about his daughter. And, you know, human beings in times of crisis sometimes happen to be a pile of poop. And that's what a lot of these humans are. They're, like, refusing to open the door, and they're like, no. And this, he starts banging on one house. He's like, please, like, let my daughter in. And they kill him. Like, they act like they're going to open the door and let him in. It's like, please, thank you, just take care of my daughter. And when they open the door, they stab him. They kill him. And the girl sees her father die right there, and she's left just kind of crying, which is attracting more zombies. And Takashi and Hirano see her as they're perched up in the safe house, and they're like, what are we going to do? And there's this whole hesitation of what to do, and Takashi's going back and forth, and he's like, I got to save her. And then Hirano like starts sniping the zombies as they get close to her. And there's, like, this huge rescue effort to save her. And there's this dog, too. I think it's named Ace or no, Zero. Zeke. Yeah, Zero. Zero. It was Zeke.
Which
and
I fucking died, bruh. When that man gave the reason for calling the dog Zero. And he's like, yeah, it's from that war where we got really fucked. And I'm like, I see we wrote this script.
Yeah, I'm like, oh God. But yeah, Zero like goes and protects Alice and is like barking to protect her and everything. And fun fact, like in the manga, there's actually like a backstory to Zero that his owner was turned into like killed by the zombies, and she like protected him. And like Alice reminded Zero of his owner, so that's why he protected her. And I was like, yo, that's what's up. But yeah, he's like barking, doing all he can. And then it just, Alice ends up getting saved by them. And then they go all like Sons of Anarchy / The Walking Dead on these zombies. Like Takashi's going out there with like a bat not to attract noise and just doing work. And then they roll up in a Hummer like to get him and the girl. And it's just like, thanks for reminding us all we're still human. And that was like, that little two episodes was probably like my favorite part of, or one of my favorite parts, because I was like, I love how they touch on the aspect of, because they can't save everybody. So who do you save? And the answer is you save who you can.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is a good metaphor for life.
Yeah, man. Totally.
But
you don't try for more than you can actually do.
Yeah.
But you try to do what you can.
True. True. And I will say, if I'm gonna like find anything to warn people about, is not only the fan service, but like the vulgarity of this anime. Like, because it gets pretty great. There are a lot of explicits in there.
When Psycho was like, look, you gotta go, but you better fucking come back. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Like, that was in episode 8 where they did the whole like titty bullet thing.
Yeah, that was oh man, yeah, that was the episode. That was a whole experience. I was like, all right, I guess what we're doing out here in these streets, literally.
Well, equally, like, when the little girl was like, hey, you're not going to put me over that fence because I see the look in your face. The same look in my dad's face when he died and said it was everything's going to be okay. You're lying to me. I know it. I'm not leaving. I'm like, wow, that's really sad.
Yeah.
After we just watched these jiggle physics.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like you could never be safe because it's like, I'm going to make you be a pervert in the same note where I'm going to make you emotionally unstable from the sadness that it's pursuing, especially like towards the end where I don't know if Sayaka's parents are alive. And I'm assuming they're not because it's not really shown. But just like if that was a death, then holy crap. You know what I mean? When her, like her mom is just like, just slaps her across the face. Was like, you're not a little girl anymore. Like, you gotta live life. Like, it's gonna be okay. I'm sorry I was never there for you. But guess what? Like, it's gonna be freaking okay. And, like, they entrust her to Haruno. So I'm like, okay. Like, this is... I'm just like, okay. So this is, like, really... It's really freaking sad. And... But it's, like, also realistic. It's, like, if I can't make it, I want my children to make it.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah. And I would say it's a good horror. I recommend it. It was good to start the spooky month with. Definitely watch it with your door closed if you got other people in your house. Or be brave enough to invite them to watch it with you.
Yeah, this shit's crazy. Look at them panties. Goddamn.
Also, you may think... Also, watch out for episode 3. Wasn't expecting that.
Man, was it 3 or was it 4?
I think it was... I'm not sure.
It was when they get to the house.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh. So this is what we really doing.
Yeah, like in the stairwell. And I was like, all right, then. I'm just like, here we go. So, yeah. But unfortunately, there's not a season 2 because the author passed away. And I know Japan is really big on honoring if someone passed while they were working on something, they tend to not pick it up by someone else because of, like, respect, which is understandable. 100%.
Is there manga out?
The manga only goes, I would say, maybe... arc and a half beyond that where we left off, but there the manga does go to the mall arc, which is really good, and you do get some answers. You get some answers, but you also get a lot of questions. But you get to see some of the cast parents. You're like, oh, okay, they're alive, that's what's up. And okay, so that changes our dynamic a little bit, so that's fun.
But after what's been animated, there's only X amount of story from there. So we'll never truly finish the story.
Yeah. There's a bunch of fan fiction though. So
of course.
Yeah. And the artist like team, the other people who worked on, I know like some of the story writers as well have expressed that they would like to finish this. So we very well could get more. I'm hoping, my fingers are crossed, because it's a really good story, and I know the creator really wanted to finish it before he got ill. So maybe they'll continue it, but like I said, I don't know because of how Japan operates. But hopefully,
yeah,
we will see more of High School of the Dead. There also is an OVA out that you can watch, which is wild as well. It's like a beach how episode wild. OVA.
Of course.
Yeah. It's not like super, super wild, but it's like...
Does it get more wild than we see in the show?
No.
No.
It's just like there's like a hallucinogen. I'll just say that. Like they eat some poison plant that makes them hallucinate. So things happen between characters and whatnot. So it's that type of wild, not like, oh no, this zombie is like ripping this person's intestines out.
More fan service than it is, you know.
Spooky. Yes, for sure. It's a beach episode. And you're like, it can't be more provocative when I've already seen. And then they find a way. So I'm really like, we lost a lot of potential with High School of the Dead not getting season 2 because they were breaking a lot of frontiers.
Man. I'm one half disappointed and one half excited that this exists in the first place.
Yeah, I have faith that one day somehow we'll receive more because we're worth it.
But speaking of schools and the dead, Coming up next week, we've got Gakko Garashi or School Live, which is another zombie schoolgirl anime, however, a lot less fan service-y. Super cute, super spooky, and it makes you have all the character feels that High School of the Dead did, but for younger schoolgirls.
Okay.
Think Girls in Panzer, but zombies.
Yes. Yes.
It's very cute.
I'm here for it. I rock with it.
But that's coming up next week. We're going to wrap this episode up. You can catch us at our website, ytsp.org, or on all of your podcatchers. We're talking Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts. We out there too. Or on Twitter at yourtsp. That's URTSP. Kai, you got a Twitter too.
Yes, you can find me at Static Dreads with a Z. And I will be there tweeting, being the best me I can. So come and check it out.
Excellent. And we'll catch y'all next week on your typical Shonen protagonist for Gakko Garashi.
Ooh.